Ruth Sigalis and Aletta Collins as a dancer. And you then joined the Fanshawes and then worked with the Chumleys and the Fanshawes with Aletta and did joint performance with them. Let's start there, because this is obviously where you're first learning your craft. You're learning your choreographic and your performing skills. When you'd arrived from Bologna, had you already decided you will be a dancer, or merely that you would be in the performing arts in some form?
I was already studying performing arts in Bologna, but in a more academic kind of way, even if I danced since I was 15, I think it was my first dance class. And then I went on this performing arts course, a degree in Bologna, where I had a lot of experiences in theatre, dance, and lots of workshops, lots of people I met, and different groups I joined. And I came to London with a European scholarship called Erasmus.
Do
a bit of to do a bit of research for my dissertation. And coming to London sort of made me realize that it was the time for me to make a decision what I wanted to do in life. And I was already 27, I think, when I first came here. And I found the sort of dance environment, the dance scene, very interesting and very inspiring. Mm. So I decided to sort of give it a go. So I finished my period of research. I went back to Italy to write it, my dissertation, and then I came back in 95 to actually go to Laban and give it a go with dance.
So that was when Laban was just a little building down the side of Goldsmiths College. That
was not the Laurier, grand... Laurier Grove.
In
New Cross Gate.
So before not the fancy Herzog de Meuron.
It was the old building with no daylight. So I spent there 2 years of hardcore training. Yeah. And that's where I met Lee Anderson, director of the Fanshawes. And she asked me to join the company straight after the course. And that's also where I met Bettina Strickler, the co-founder of Protein. So we started double act.
So what year are we there when you're 95. Working with the Fanshawes and the Chumleys?
I joined the Fanshawes in 97.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Fanshawes and the Chumleys, they no longer exist because the Arts Council have...
Did anyone happen to see...